presenting the adventures of Jungle Jim. Last week, the Reverend Chalmers made an attempt to find out what was going on inside the mysterious Cabin 307. The Reverend hoped Lin Fu would invite him and his daughter to take tiffin. But the wily Chinese excused himself after being introduced, and instead of writing letters as he said he was going to do, attempted to communicate with the Purple Triangle headquarters by radio. Meanwhile, the American consul asked Jungle Jim to capture Derek Bluger, a renegade American and head of the Purple Triangle gang. The thrilling adventures of Jungle Jim are pictured each Sunday in Comic Weekly, the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure. For Comic Weekly, each page printed in full colors is distributed everywhere as an integral part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. And now we continue our story. On the steamer bound for Shanghai, we find Lin Fu and his servant trying to establish radio contact with the Purple Triangle headquarters.
XRVK calling headquarters. XRVK calling headquarters. It's most peculiar, headquarters not receiving our call.
Lin Fu, it could not be that they have been captured?
Our superior taken captive? Unbelievable.
Yes, Lin Fu, and yet someone might be clever enough to find location of headquarters.
Only one who might have found it is unable to do so.
Jungle Jim Bradley?
Yes, my friend. Jungle Jim Bradley is only brilliant American except Masked Prince, our superior. Now look outside, my friend, and see if Fool Missionary and daughter are still out there.
Yes, Lin Fu.
Well, do you see them?
Yes, Lin Fu. Missionary and daughter still there.
Why could they not pick some other place to sit?
Oh.
It cannot be helped. We must take chance.
What are you going to do?
You will establish contact by key signal, my friend. Send out call letters at once.
Yes, Lin Fu.
While you are trying for contact, I will read your message.
Oh.
Unable to reach headquarters by radio, telephone. Missionary and daughter show unusual interest in me. Believe suspicions have been aroused. Conclude, no further need bothering with girl, since Jungle Jim Bradley is dead, awaiting orders. Here is the message. You will send it in code 32 at once.
Very sorry. Headquarters have not answered yet.
What? Try them again. They must answer.
Yes, Lin Fu.
If headquarters do not give us orders, we cannot know what to do when we reach Shanghai. Are you certain wavelength is right, my friend? Are you using right channel?
Yes, Lin Fu.
Then keep trying for contact. This message must reach headquarters, or we are lost.
I tell you, my dear, I could take my oath that porthole in cabin 307 opened a little and was closed again.
We're being spied upon.
It looks that way, Lin.
Oh, what shall we do, Dad?
Nothing, for the present. They evidently were anxious to see if we were still here before trying something. Oh, I wish we could have a look inside that cabin. I thought I heard a humming noise coming from it a few minutes ago.
Dad, you don't suppose they're making a bomb to blow up the ship?
It hardly seems likely that they'd do anything as drastic as wrecking the ship. It's owned by a British line, not a Chinese. And I have a feeling our friends in cabin 307 are only interested in matters pertaining to their own country.
I wish we could be sure that Jungle Jim is still alive.
So do I.
We could send him a wireless message to meet us at the boat.
That's an idea, my daughter. Your mother can ask the American consul about Jim. And as soon as we find out something definite about Lin Fu and his bulbous-eyed companion, we'll do as you suggest.
And that brings us back to the same old problem.
Yes.
How are we going to get inside cabin 307?
It doesn't look as if we were going to get in by invitation, my dear. Why, yes, of course. Why didn't I think of that before?
Think of what, Dad?
I think I've found the way out of our difficulty. Help me down to our cabin, my dear, and send for the purser.
Purser!
Come in, purser, come in.
Good afternoon, sir. And what can I do for you, sir?
Purser. I've just been looking over a diagram of the cabins on board this boat, and I find a more suitable location than this cabin that I have. Could I be changed over?
Roger, we'd be glad to change you over, if the cabin you have in mind is unoccupied.
Yes, if it's unoccupied, of course.
Quite, sir. What's the number of it, sir?
Cabin 308. Is it empty, Purser?
308, yes. Then I'll let you have a look on me later. 308. According to my record, sir, cabin 308 is unoccupied.
That's good. Wait a moment. On the diagram, it looks as if there was a door leading into the next cabin, number 307.
Oh, that's quite all right, sir. Uh-huh. That door is locked, except when the two cabins are reserved as a suite.
Oh, I see. But on which side of the door is the lock, 307 or 308?
The lock is in cabin 308, sir.
Ah, that makes me feel better, Professor. Will you arrange to have our luggage transferred as soon as possible?
Right, you are, sir. I'll have it done immediately, thank you.
Oh, Dad, what a clever idea.
So far, so good, Lynn. If we can get moved into cabin 308 without the Chinese knowing who their neighbors are, it won't be long before we'll know what the mysterious Lin Pu is being so mysterious about.
Meanwhile, at the Shanghai airport, Jungle Jim returns to find Kolu guarding Lil's plane alone.
Say, Kolu, where's Shanghai Lil?
That woman go to hotel, Quan Jim.
But I thought she was going to stay here and tune up her motor until I came back.
White Missy see man, she no want meet, Quan Jim. White Missy run.
Lil ran away from a man?
Kolu tell true. White Missy run. Say she meet you hotel.
Okay. We'll go tell the manager to roll Lil's plane into a hangar for us. Then we'll go up to the hotel.
Mr. Bradley.
Quan Jim, yellow face call.
Hmm? Where?
Mr. Bradley, wait, please.
I wonder who he...
Please excuse unceremonious greeting, Mr. Bradley. Manager of airport pointing you out to me. I am Chung.
Glad to know you, Chung. This is my boy, Kolu. Well, Chung, the American consul told me that you're to be my guide on this expedition.
Quite so, Mr. Bradley. Have been on your hotel, but informed could find you here.
I was just going to give orders about the care of this plane and then go up to the hotel. I suppose you want to make plans. Well, Chung, when do you propose we shove off?
Will be advisable. Start quickly as possible, Mr. Bradley.
Now, look here. If we're going to get along, you'll have to quit calling me Mr. Bradley. Just make it Jim.
Quite so. It is most gracious of you giving that permission.
Well, now that we've got that settled, and since you want to start as soon as possible, how about tonight?
Tonight, most agreeable, Jim. We'll go at once. Make 3 reservations on Peking Express for us.
Fine. And while you're doing that, Kolu.
Yes, one, Jim.
You pack up our things and take them to the train. I've got a little something to settle before I leave Shanghai.
Before setting out on his dangerous mission to nip a budding revolution, Jim stops to bid farewell to Lily DeVril.
Help yourself to a drink, Jim. There's the makings on the table.
Thanks, Lil. Don't mind if I do. Say, Kolu tells me you ran away from a man this afternoon down at the airport. Who was he? Another one of our purple triangle gang?
It was someone I didn't care to meet. Let it go at that. So you're leaving Shanghai?
Yep. Tonight.
I'll miss you, Jim.
Well, to tell you the truth, Lil, I'm going to miss you, too.
Oh.
We had a swell trip over from Burawani, and I'm grateful to you for getting me here so quickly and safely.
Oh, forget it, Jim. Forget everything, but don't forget that I love you.
You don't give me a chance to forget that.
Well, this time it may be different. I don't know when we'll be seeing each other again. I don't want it to be a case of out of sight, out of mind.
Well, you know what they say, Lil. Absence makes the heart grow fonder.
Of somebody else. Why don't you finish the quotation?
I never heard it that way. Lil, before I go, I wish you'd clear up this mystery about yourself.
Very well, Jim. There's not much to clear up, really. Once upon a time, that's the way stories begin, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Once upon a time, I thought I was in love. I know now that I wasn't truly in love, but this man swept me off my feet with the picture of the future he painted for me. A future of wealth and power.
Well, Lil, that sounds like the Bat Kingdom.
That's right, Jim. It was. Part of this man's scheme. I went to Malaysia for him to trick the natives into thinking I was a goddess so that I could steal their gold.
That's how I met you.
Yes, Jim. And you foiled my mad scheme.
You mean the Reverend Chalmers did?
Oh, no, no, no. It was you. You made me realize how fine and noble a man can be. I can confess it now, Jim. You, and not the Reverend, made me despise myself.
Well,
why? No, don't say anything. I'm in the mood for getting this off my chest. You've kept asking me how I knew all about the Purple Triangle gang. Well, now I'll tell you. The man I was helping wanted that gold from Malaysia to finance his plan to bring China under the rule of the Purple Triangle.
Well, I'll be doggone. That's the man I suppose.
Yes, I know. The man you're going to capture.
You know? Is his name Derek Bluger?
Yes. I hope you get him, Jim.
And boy, I'll do my darndest.
Oh, but please be careful. Derek Bluger is a killer. He'll stop at nothing to keep his freedom and put the Purple Triangle organization in power.
Just you leave him to me.
I shall. But I hate to leave you to him.
Don't you worry about me. Oh, say, is that the time? Why, I've got to be shoving off.
Jim, now that I've confessed everything about myself, will you do something for me?
What, Lil?
Will you kiss me goodbye?
Not goodbye, but au revoir. Lil, I consider it a privilege to kiss a woman like you.
Late that night on the northbound train, Jim, Kolo, and Chung, the Chinese government agent, lay their plans.
You've got everything stowed away, Kolo?
Yes, Ituan, Jim. Kolo fixed.
Good. We're off. And only Chung knows where.
Quite so. I alone know where Purple Triangle headquarters located.
Well, what's our plan of attack?
We'll show you on map. We will travel on train to Kalgan. Up here. When get to Kalgan, we'll pick up trail of man we after, Derek Bluger.
Now for the big adventure of the Purple Triangle headquarters and the trail of Derek Bluger. The dramatization of the adventures of Jungle Jim you have just heard was based on incidents appearing in the Comic Weekly. The big Comic Weekly distributed with your Hearst Sunday newspaper everywhere. In the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest supplement of humor and adventure, you will find a feature called Heroes of American History that picturizes in full colors the careers of great men and women in the story of our country. There are also all of the famous characters who live in the world of colored pictures, including Skippy, Sentinel Louie, Bringing Up Father, Barney Google, Toots and Casper, and the Katzenjammer Kid. Don't forget our date next week, same time, same station, for a continuation of the adventures of Jungle Jim.